brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying.
This year marks the 40th anniversary of the release of Marvin Gaye's landmark album, What's Going On, and to celebrate, Motown Records released a new super deluxe edition this month. The title song, of course, an anthem. But here and now, pop culture critic Renee Graham has another selection she wants us to linger over. So let's do that today. Hey, Renee, what's going on?
How are you, Robin?
I'm fine. You know, it's a phrase that was never the same after that song came out.
It's the quintessential Marvin Gaye album, and it's probably one of the most important albums that Motown ever released. It's a concept album told from the point of view of a young veteran returning from Vietnam and returning to his city and seeing what things have, you know, turned into. And what's going on, it's important to note, he's not asking people what's going on. He's telling people what's going on.
Right. And let's remind people what was going on at this time, 1971.
We've had the Kent State shootings in 1970. In 68, there were the assassinations of King and Kennedy. The war is still going on. There's still a lot of civil unrest in the cities. And this was an album that kind of looked at all of that and was pretty revolutionary, especially for Motown artists, because Motown songs up to that point had been about love and romance and dancing. And he was essentially what was a protest album and a very politically charged album that, in fact, Berry Gordy, who was the president of Motown at the time, did not want to release.
Because he said, what? This isn't, you know, where are the Shirelles? You know, the Supremes.
I mean, Marvin Gaye was the prince of Motown. He sang songs about love and romance, and Berry Gordy just thought, no, we don't want political songs from you. We want songs like Too Busy Thinking About My Baby and things like that. And Marvin Gaye stuck to his guns, and the album came out, and it was immediately a commercial and a critical hit.
Do you remember when it came out?
I do. I received the album for my 9th birthday from my father.
Really?
I was a big Marvin Gaye fan growing up, and you know, I'm not going to claim to have understood everything he was singing about, but there was something about the song Inner City Blues in particular that stuck in my mind, because there were so many things being said in the song that I heard my parents talking about or I heard relatives speaking about. And so that song always had a particular resonance for me.
Let's start with the intro.
It's haunting, it's foreboding, it's the last song on the album, and there's something interesting in the fact that he doesn't feel the need to end the album on a happy note. And you hear it from the open, that sort of minor chord opening. You hear it in the beginning that this is not going to be like anything else he's done before, for that fact, anything else on the album.
And then the lyrics, make me want to holler, the way they do my life, this ain't living.
This ain't living. And he repeats that. He just says, this ain't living, baby, no, no, no. It's anger, it's despair, it's desperation. It's a kind of rebellion, but there's also a sort of resignation in it.
Money, we make it. For we see it, you take it. Oh, make me wanna holler the way they do my life. Yeah. Make me wanna holler the way they do my life. This ain't living, this ain't living.
In the song, he sort of goes on and talks about all these things that are affecting him. And we're talking about the narrator, not so much Marvin Gaye. But at the same time, as you listen to the narrator, you know this isn't a person who's going to die of old age or natural causes. Something else is going to happen because despair is just that crushing.
Inflation, no chance to increase. Finance, bills pile up, sky high, send that boy off to die. Oh,
he is, as you said, he's singing for a generation of blacks and returning veterans who weren't always African-American, yeah. And people in the inner city.
Exactly. People who left, they fought in the war, they were in the jungles of Vietnam, and now they've come home. There are no jobs, there are junkies in the streets, the neighborhoods are falling apart, and there's this almost a sense of what did I fight for, what did I go over there for, but it's also, I think, the idea that things were supposed to get different, things were supposed to change, and it seems like things are completely at a breaking point in America.
Oh, make me wanna holler, throw up both my hands. Yeah, it made me wanna holler and throw up both my hands. Oh, ow! Crime is increasing. Trigger happy, police in. Panic is spreading. God knows where.
Renee Graham, talk about the ending of the song.
The ending of the song is very interesting because it actually references back to the title song, What's Going On, and it repeats the lines that open the song, What's Going On. And it's he sort of closes the album that way, but then the song goes back to the music of Inner City Blues. It's almost like he has this sort of out-of-body moment where he kind of thinks back to where the album began. And it brings the album full circle.
Everybody thinks we're wrong, but mother, who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply calls me where I belong. Mother, mother,
ooh. It is so 70s in so many ways. Is it still, does it still speak to you?
Absolutely. I think it speaks to a lot of people. It came out in 1971, but there's nothing about that song that sounds dated. The production certainly isn't dated, and the lyrics aren't. You know, when he's talking about crime is increasing, trigger-happy policing, panic is spreading, God knows where we're heading. Could we not say that today? You know, that's the thing. That's what really makes the song remain so vibrant. It's still so resonant, and it has the sense that in 40 years, very little has changed. We're still sort of lamenting the same problems, and somehow we haven't figured out a way to solve them.
And what else was going on in Marvin Gaye's life that might have fed into this despair?
Well, if you remember who Marvin Gaye was before What's Going On, he was kind of the smooth lover. You know, he wore beautiful tailored suits and ties. He really saw himself as a crooner in the way of Nat King Cole. And he began to do these lovely duets with Tammy Terrell, songs like Your Precious Love and Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And one time they were on stage in 1967 and she collapsed in his arms. And she never performed again, and she had a brain tumor. Mm. And she died 3 years later at the age of 24. And that affected him very, very deeply, and he went into this deep depression. So you sort of coupled that personal tragedy with the political turmoil, and out of that came What's Going On.
Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
This was back when you would sit down and you would listen to an entire album front to finish and you'd read the liner notes on the album cover, and you tell me that this is the first time that sort of a Motown album had all the lyrics?
The first time. Motown, you know, when you had songs like Stop in the Name of Love, you didn't necessarily need a lyric sheet. But I think once Berry Gordy was convinced that this album, you know, had real value, I think it was important that the lyrics be there. He didn't want people just to sort of listen to the album and snap their fingers or whatever. He wanted them to really sit, and I think this is what Marvin Gaye clearly wanted, to really read the lyrics. You know, he wrote or co-wrote every song on the album. It's also the first album he produced. And I think it was very important to him that people understand the words and not just get into the music.
Yeah. Here now, pop culture critic Renee Graham deconstructing Marvin Gaye's Inner City Blues, Make Me Wanna Holler. And a reminder, if you have a song you want us to linger over, email us at hereandnow.org. Renee, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.